You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
The very first postcast edition for baseball here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State. Eddie Greer here, recording on Sunday, Daytona 500 day, folks. Outside of K-State, February 19th, 2023. K-State baseball, of course, started their first series of the 2023 season in the Noches, Texas, taking on a Stephen F. Austin for a four-game series. Of course, game one went to the Cats 7-6 on Friday night. And last night was a history-making win for K-State, off to a 2-0 start and getting, more importantly, folks, Pete Hughes his 100th victory with K-State last night in an 8-4 victory. That game one was 7-6. It was actually, 7-6 there in a back-and-forth affair. K-State took the lead late in the later innings to hang on. That was the seesaw affair here. Another high-scoring affair. This time, Cats put a little distance on Stephen F. Austin against the Jacks, 8-4 last night to secure Pete Hughes' 100th win with K-State. And now, 2-0 season for K-State baseball, and it marked the best start of the season. I know we're only two games in to the baseball campaign, but that's huge, huge. K-State at best. I talked about it on the latest weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast, which is now out wherever you get your podcasts. Or it's been out for a while now. I recorded it earlier and posted it earlier. Might do another one just like that tomorrow to get ahead of the curve here. At worst, the Cats needed to split against Stephen F. Austin. Now you have a chance to get greedy and get another game this afternoon. So we'll see what happens there. Down there at Noches, Texas there as well. To finish off my sentence there, 2-0 marks the best start for K-State since 2015. Pete Hughes in a press release after the win last night, quote, "It was a good team win." He goes on to say, quote, "I thought we played better today. That's the goal. Herman did a great job without his best stuff, and Tyson and Shea were awesome," end quote there as well. Cole Johnson hit a bomb in the sixth inning to give K-State the lead in this game. And I'm going to finish up Pete Hughes' last quote here. Quote, "What a great community to win 100 games. What a privilege. Cat Nation deserves a lot more. Go Cats!" End quote from the manager of the Bat Cats, Pete Hughes, there. And Alex, my co-host, of course, hopefully he'll be back with us this week for the next weekly we do together. But you said, baseball, they need to pick up the pace. I know I said they needed to do a little bit better, and this is at least a good start. But we gotta wait to the end of this series to really kind of evaluate really where they're at. But it's only the first series, and Cats already got the first two games of the season in the series against Stephen F. Austin. In this one, Cole Johnson hit a 3-run home run in the sixth inning to give the Cats the lead for good in this game. K-State, 8 runs, all of them earned, 10 hits, 1 error, 3 were left on base for the Cats in this game. Tyson Nabors secured his first win of the season, only allowing 1 earned run on 2 hits through 2 innings of work there. Shea Hartis, coach said earlier, got the save in his K-State debut. 3 shutout innings, struck out 2. Herman Forjado earned the start for this game in game 2. Completed only 4 innings of work, 3 runs allowed for him. Two of those were earned, 7 hits, 3 strikeouts, and he walked the pair there as well. Jones, going back to him, Brennan Jones, who led off for the second straight night, had a career-high 3 hits and went 3-for-4, to lead the K-State offense. Cole Johnson, one of the leaders coming back to this team, had a team-high 3 RBIs in this game. Nick Goodwin, the preseason Big 12 nominee, also drove in 2 runs as well there. Cats, 4 home runs, marks the first time going back to last year against UC Irvine. All 4 home runs were hit into left field, and all 4 home runs were hit in this game by the Cats there as well. K-State enters game 3, extending its win streak out to 4-1 against the Jacks, and remains undefeated against Stephen F. Austin, 3-0. And like I said, Stephen F. Austin last year was not a very good team. So, and I said that they need to split. Now you can get greedy and try to get another game here against the Jacks here later on this afternoon. Of course, that will continue, folks, at 1 Central Time, game 3 of a 4-game series down there at 1 Central Time down there at Nenoches, Texas, home of Stephen F. Austin there as well. So, solid start. And, of course, game 1, we didn't do a postcast on that, or I didn't do a postcast on that there. Was a huge team victory there. 7-6, it was confirmed, 7-6 there in game 1 there as well. Brandon Jones, again, the fire starter for the K-State, making things happen there in game 1 of that series there. Let's see if I can point out Nick Goodwin. I'll stay with him to close out this doubleheader postcast. He went 2-for-5 in game 1. And he went 2-for-5 in that game as well. Cole Johnson and Kylian Lodi drove in 1 run there as well. And even though K-State won game 1 in the season opener, they only went 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position that game. But they corrected it last night, taking game 2 away from Stephen F. Austin 8-4. Now the Cats, early on, sit at 2-0, heading into game 3 later on this afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. Whether that's we're on Spotify, Apple, you know the deal is there. Again, episode 145 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly is still out there. Definitely have not checked it out. Please do that as well. We're going to be... I'm probably going to be doing another one of these, the weeklies, early week recording tomorrow, and we'll see what status Alex is at for the next possibility. Well, not next possibility, because there will be another weekly coming out early. We'll see what his status is for the latter part of the week as well. Time to get a show rolling here on the close out the show here on this postcast. K-State 2-0. After another win over the Jacks last night, 8-4 win, and securing Pete Hughes his 100th win. I can't believe that's his 100th win here with K-State. Man, that's something right there. We will be back again for another postcast. Again, be on the lookout for an update from track and field from the Steve Miller Invitation, which took place here in Manhattan back on Friday. We'll have that, and it was a split in basketball. We'll get to all that and more coming up on this week on the Purple Project Podcast. 80 Greer, the host. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.